I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, February 11th. Repairs are underway after a water main break in Quincy early today. Happened at C Street and Post Island Road on Howes Neck at about 4:30 this morning. The roadway remains open, however, police are diverting motorists around that scene. Former Quincy City Clerk, current Norfolk County Commissioner Joe Shea of Quincy, is hospitalized with COVID-19. The 76-year-old Shea was taken to Mass General Hospital last week and is said to be recovering. Shea was re-elected to the county commissioners last year. He retired in 2016 after 29 years as Quincy City Clerk. There were 21 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. The active case total is 252. Quincy's positivity rate is at 5.2%, and the city is in the red category on the risk assessment map. There have been 145 deaths. The owner of the former Grand Asia bridal gown store in Quincy is the new city treasurer-collector. Mayor Thomas Koch has appointed Fee Du to succeed Deborah Coughlin, who retired after 12 years in that position. Mayor Koch says Du is also a financial services expert and previously worked for State Street Bank. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott of Quincy is launching the Norfolk County Heroes Award Program to honor heroism, community building, and public service. McDermott says award recipients will receive a certificate of merit, be recognized in a future ceremony, and be listed on the sheriff's website. A traffic note for River Bridge is scheduled to open at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, February 11th.